This has got to be the most atas way I've ever, ever eaten local food in my life. Tell me, what is so unique about New South Wales wine?
New South Wales wine is one of the oldest regions in Australia for amazing terroir, climate conditions. Their wine history starts from 1800.
So what are we trying today?
Sauvignon, 100% from Hunter. So this is a 5-star winery from New South Wales. So the first sniff always, right? You get this, you go past the alcohol,
right?
Then you see this like zesty, floral-ish kind of white flower note.
It smells refreshing.
Yeah, correct. So you smell like fresh flowers with a little bit of zest in the day morning. In the morning, like right. Just think about it, right? Then you sip.
Do I eat the olua, then drink the wine? Or do I drink the wine, eat the olua?
I always work in threes.
Three.
We never forget 1, 2, 3. So I'll start with, just get the olua with a little bit of oyster and chili. Go one, just eat that on its own first.
What's step two?
Go the same way.
Go again?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Same way.
I like your method.
Wine. Yeah.
Because it's just eating first. Huh?
Correct.
The creaminess of the oyster omelette that I was trying, like what that was in my mouth, just matched this completely.
When we do wine pairing, right, it's always a simple wine, complex food.
Where are we going now? Which winery? What region?
It's a little sneaky, underdog region called Orange.
Let's have a taste. Actually, it tastes very buttery to me.
I have that butter, it means it's weight, the weight of the wine.
Right.
That's why it hangs onto your palate. The zesty note, I still get it because it has this fresh feel. Just think of like pineapple and lemon. Always in between. You know what I mean, right?
Pineapple. Or,
think about
pineapple.
This and pineapple tarts weirdly will work. This is not a very orthodox pairing, it's a contrast. The wine is basically something that cleans up your palate. It just aids you, the bachelor me, right? But everything else lives again.
I do feel like it's a bit of a party in your mouth because everything is a confluence of everything going on at the same time.
It's like Singapore in your mouth, right?
It's like meeting all your friends at one go at a party all together. It's just a bit overwhelming.
About it, the char, the wok, pork, cockles, it's going to be a match made in heaven.
It's not an explosion like I thought it would be. It's actually a marriage in your mouth. That just sounds wrong, but it is.
I'm going back to one of my favorite grapes in the world. Oh, we call this grape Syrah, but in New York we call it Shiraz. Clear. It's a blend of Shiraz Viognier, so one red grape and one white grape Viognier. I smell a lot of eucalyptus, mint, violets. Just think about it, mangosteen, eucalyptus and thyme, rosemary. This is gorgeous.
Wow. There's spices in it as well?
Yes, five spices. Just think about it, it's like braised lamb or mutton with a little bit of curry, a little bit of pickle, which is cucumber, Indian style. It's all the spice that comes revolves around this whole dish, right?
Thank you, Shamini. You've literally opened my very small eyes to a whole new world of wine pairing. I think this is what we've learned today, that if you are willing to color outside the lines and be a little bit more adventurous, and maybe try to go against the norms of what traditional wine pairing is, you never know what you'll discover. So, hooray to local Singaporean food and Australian wines.
Yes.
Cheers. Yum sing.